Both police and prosecutors say the use of body cameras has been a success, making it harder for both officers and civilians to lie about criminal encounters. But 1 year after the death of George Floyd led to calls for more transparency in policing, advocates say Pennsylvania needs to reform laws that allow the public to access body cam footage. WHYY's Ryan Briggs has more.
People that want to see body camera footage in Pennsylvania must send applications through certified mail or walk a one-page form into a police station and explain why they want to see the video. If a department says no, it costs $125 to appeal, and that process plays out in court before a judge. Paula Burke-Knudsen from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press says this system is slower and more arduous than ordinary records requests, and that's not an accident.
So it's really we're at the mercy of quote-unquote discretion of the police department and saying, oh, please, please release this. You know, it's in the public interest. It could take months and months.
In places like Philadelphia, fewer than 24 requests have ever been filed, and none seeking footage linked to a criminal investigation has ever been approved. Across the state, experts say it's likely that only one appeal linked to a denial of a request has ever made it to court, and that case is still pending. Some in Harrisburg say it's time for that to change. Democratic State Rep Dan Miller says he worked with law enforcement crafting legislation last year that would make it easier for the public to request police videos. But the bill stalled in a Republican-controlled committee.
This was not where we started. This is a compromise bill. When the body camera bill first came up, I think I filed 21 amendments and argued for about 2 hours on the floor of the House. Not against body cameras, but a way to try and make it more accountable and accessible, transparent for the public. There's no point in recording everything if the public never gets to see it.
This year, he introduced the bill again. But Miller says the legislation foundered while video of Floyd's killing was still fresh in the public's mind. And this year, it might be even more of a long shot. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.